Hi, I'm Mark. I'm one of the rangers here at Ashton Court.
And how long have you worked at Ashton Court for?
It's probably about 34 years now, so it's quite a time. Started here as the forester, done a lot of tree works, and then got into the deer side of things and never looked back since.
What are your day-to-day duties on that?
Day-to-day duties is our main sort of core work are the deer. We must look after them. They must be checked every day and looked after. And then it's anything and everything to do with Ashton Court, from large events like the Bloom Fiesta down to little sponsored walks. So we try and sort of piece everything together to try and make the place as attractive as you can for people.
And do you remember what the mansion was like when it was taken over by the council?
I can't remember what it was like then, but I can remember when I started 34 years ago. It's basically almost as is now, certainly upstairs. Anyway, it's as derelict as it is. It's basically watertight. I've seen lots of changes here within the actual mansion, a downstairs side of things, with all the functions going on. In its heyday, it was a huge popular wedding destination for people. And then we've seen it just fade away, I suppose, as that industry sort of declined. The use for it has declined, I suppose. Whether it was quite the right management structure or whatever it is at that time, I don't know.
What do you think has stopped people having their weddings at the mansion?
There's an awful lot of venues out there now that offer the same business that Ashton Court was almost a unique destination at that time. It was hugely sort of popular. And I think, to tell the truth, it was probably a bit too municipal in the way it was managed and run. And, you know, if there's a place down the road like Lee Court that's offering you book it as an entirety, and it's not got people walking past the gardens, the lawns and that sort of thing. So it's almost like getting married in a public park, and perhaps and weddings in general, a lot of people aren't getting married nowadays. So to put all your eggs in one basket with that, I know we've had lots of other meetings here and other things, but yeah, it just needed upgrading or changing the business model anyway to stay.
What have some of your favourite events been and activities here over the years?
Ooh, that's a difficult one, that is. I mean, we have seen so many balloon fiestas. It's unbelievable sort of thing. We've seen that show evolve from quite small routes in 34 years ago to very, very large routes. Well, very large a little while ago. I think it's perhaps scaled down a little bit on the sort of content. It's now evolved into the Bloom Fiesta being very aware of the park surroundings and the park infrastructure. So they try to sort of run it in a lot better way than it ever used to be. It was a bit big and unwieldy about sort of 15 years ago. But now, and then other events, we've had all sorts of here, from pop festivals we've seen come and go. We've had North Somerset shows that have been here for 130 odd years. That's now in a different destination. That one, of all things, was quite a suitable event for this place. It's a country type fair, and it's a shame that we ever lost that one.
On the inside of the house, what type of going-ons have happened over the years that have been exciting or that would be good to share with the public?
Goings on, we've had all sorts in the mansion, all these different balls and things. I mean, quite weather, I think the Smythes would turn in their graves for some of the raves in type activities on New Year's Eve and things like that that has happened. I can imagine a building shaking to its foundations with some of the volumes and stuff of the events. We've seen everything and everything from they've had large wakes here. I think Keith Floyd, I think one of the chefs, had a huge wake here because he was a local at the time, and there was a huge collection of people. And we've seen members of staff with their memorials here. So it's yeah, over 34 years, I think you just about see every type of event based in the mansion anyway.
Tell us about the servants' grill upstairs.
The servants' grill. Oh, that's my little one. I mean, if you ever get the chance to walk upstairs and walk around out there, you begin to understand how this place ran. And I mean, basically, it's all nice and posh down here. Big rooms. And the next floor up, sort of posh bedrooms. Very, very nice. But in the top flight there, It's where the servants used to live, and you can see where it was subdivided up there into almost dormitories and maybe occasional single bedroom. And then you go up the spiral staircase to get there, and there's a huge grilled gate up there that is a grill, and you realise that the servants were locked in at night, and that was maybe to stop them wandering around, maybe some pilfering, or it was basically probably just to keep them in check at the end of the day. You know, you were servants. Yeah, it's a bit frightening, really, with all the fire regulations nowadays and stuff. You wouldn't get away with it nowadays. But there's even a shelf up there where all the chamber pots were all lined up. There's a sluice toilet next to there. And, you know, it just brings it home to you, you know, what hard life it was in those days.
And what would you like to see happen to the house in the future?
We need to use this place. It is such a valuable asset for Ashton Court in general, for the estate as well. We'll talk to Julian in a bit, but Julian's idea, and I totally on board it. I'd love to see some home for the arts, but that permanent home of the Banksy Museum, art gallery, whatever you want to call it, even if it's a wing dedicated over to Banksy, that would draw so many people in. We could use the walls around on the mansion because they need rejuvenating in a moment. A huge Banksy mural for the summer before we eventually then cover it over with lime wash. What a huge thing. You know, you only got to look at when it was Dismal Land in Weston and the art gallery a couple of years before then. Banksy's got such a huge draw for the city. And we are almost the capital for street art of the world. So why not bank that, use that, get people in the door, get money generation, and then build on. Don't get this huge 20, 30, 40, 40 million pound sum get you bogged down with. Let's just start, get your foot in the door and start doing a place up, because I've been here for 34 years. And basically, if we'd have done a couple of floorboards a year, we would have had a lot more floor space on the go, and we could have been in a lot better place by now.